Vince. Check, check. Vince, I guess can you just first start talking about what this means to be going to another AFC championship and how the veterans going to so many can help you guys with the experience factor?
I mean, it's always a pleasure and an honor to be playing in this game. You know, we don't take anything for granted. Winning is hard. You know, it's hard to get to this level. And you just look back at everything you've been through from all season, from OTAs to mini camps, all season workouts and training camp and the season, mid season, and towards the end of the season, and boom, the playoffs are here. And you play a playoff game, and all of a sudden, boom, AFC Championship. So it's a lot of work we put in to get to this level. A lot of hard work. A lot of things we've done good. Some we did not so good, but to be playing in this game is always a great feeling. Everybody needs to enjoy this feeling. It's exciting because you've worked your tail off to get here. So as far as, you know, having experience in this game, you know, one thing I always try to do is try to treat it like a regular game. You know, our next opponent, which is a good opponent, a team that's different now. The last time we faced them, a lot better team. I think they play well together as a team in all three phases. They coach well. They have great playmakers, great offense. I mean, Luck is probably one of the best quarterbacks in the game. He's a young stud, and you'll be seeing a lot more of him in his future. So we know how important it is for us to get off to a good start and play good football to be successful this Sunday. But it's going to take everything we have, everything we work for. You just have to kind of reflect back on everything you've been through and the moment that you're in, because you can't let anything slip away at this point. Because, like I said, we worked so hard to get here. So last thing you want now is leave a stone unturned, and we don't want to do that. So everything we have to do leading up to this game, we have to do it at the highest level. Game day, we have to play at our highest level. You know, the things that you have in the game now, you won't have a lot of opportunities. So when you do have an opportunity, you have to take advantage of it. But these teams are good. Colts are good. They don't give you too many opportunities. And when we do get a chance to have an opportunity, we have to take advantage of it. So it's going to be a good matchup, though. It's a good matchup for us.
Vince, it's been a few years now that you have gotten to this game but not gotten over the proverbial hump. So is there anything at all that you are changing this week, even like different toothpaste, anything?
No. I think it's execution at the highest level. You want to look at it as the next game, but only thing with that is you lose, you go home. And I don't think anybody in this locker room want to go home. So everything we have to do, we got to do it. And it starts with practice. It starts with preparation first. In the classroom, going to practice, watching the film, making the corrections, coming back in, getting a good understanding of how we want to play the game, getting a good game plan together, and just everybody executing at the highest level. And I think if we do that and everybody just knock away and chip away at that approach, we'll be okay. So the past is the past. We deal with the future around here. And right now, we're in the present. That's what we're going to deal with. And there's no better way to deal with that than to tackle it starting today. We got a chance to see them play Sunday. And you could just tell they playing with a lot of energy. Like I said, they're a different ball club from the last time we saw them. So I don't think anything we did from the last time to now is going to be a totally different ball game, because they're such a different team now. They found a running game. They found some guys that can make plays for them, and they're playing well. They're playing really, really good as a unit, so, and as a team, and they coach very well. So it all starts with us in practice and just getting off to a good start and being able to execute come game day.
Hey, Vince, you and Tom are the longest tenured guys here, and I wanted to ask just two things about how you view him. First, emotionally, on game day, he plays with kind of almost a linebacker's mentality emotionally. And secondly, he's pretty relaxed during the week. He just seems like he puts on a different mask on game day. What's he like in general to you? He just seems different.
He's so competitive. That's the first thing I always see, and everybody always asks me, how is Tom? I don't think there's anybody else in this locker room that is more competitive than Tom. I mean, I don't care if it's a conversation. I don't care if it's practice. I don't care if it's 7-on-7. I don't care if it's game day. I don't care if it's in the film room. You know, he want to be at his best. He want everybody else around him to be at his best. So as a teammate, it's easy to see my top leader coming to work, smiling, having fun, and being at his best in the practice. It's easy for me to go to work, you know, to see that guy do it. And he demands the same thing out of us. So I think a lot of things he do, he don't realize how it affects everyone around him. He don't have to say much, you know. When he here in this building, he's working. When he's home, he's working. And a lot of guys don't understand that. You know, that's the type of person that he is. He's going to give you everything he has. I mean, I don't care how he's feeling, mentally or physically, but he's going to put his best on that field. And you have to love that. You have to respect it. And that's what I love and respect about Tom. I mean, he always come to work. And trust me, we trash talk a lot in practice. You know, I'm in his ear, he's in my ear. But at the same time, we make practice live. We make practice competitive because we try to get as close to a game as possible. And I think the only way to do that is to have some of your guys go out there and make practice upbeat. And when we do that, we've been so successful around here doing that. And that's one of the things that we've been doing around here for a while, to try to go to practice and make those practices the best practice we can have.
When you see him flip out, like the other day, he lost his mind after a play. Did you say, it's just Tom, or did you say?
No, just Tom. He's just Tom. Like I said, he wanted everything he do, he wanted to be perfect. You strive for greatness. That's your leader. That's what you want to follow. Somebody that's going to always strive to be great at whatever he does. And that's what he do. That's what he brings to his game for us.
Vince, from your vantage point, what do Jamie and Dante bring to the offense, and what kind of the defense, and what kind of impact have they had on what you guys were able to do as a group over the course of the season and getting to reaching this point?
Well, I've seen them grow over the past year. It's like younger brothers or my kids grow up, and where they were last year to now is so amazing to see that, and it's a lot of credit go to those guys. From taking the coaching, taking it upon themselves to be a better football player, a smarter football player, understanding the game, the way it needs to be played, things that we change on a daily basis, weekly basis, and being able to get in and out of things. And as a backer, especially in this defense, but in general as a linebacker, you sort of the quarterback of your defense. And we have two guys with Gerard Mayo being out. We have two guys that rose to the occasion this year. And they've done a great job for us, phenomenal job for us. And like I said, a lot of credit go to those guys individually, but at the same time, the coaches that they received, it just says a lot about where their mind at, how focused they are. They know they have to run a defense. So, you know, they didn't back down from a challenge. They stood firm. They still standing firm. So, and those guys, we can kind of line them up where we want to line them up. It gives our opponents problems to see them in different spots. So that's the advantage that we have. You know, when teams play, they know 75 going to have his hand in the dirt. But from Dante and Jamie, they can be in the dirt, in the turf, standing up, lined up wide. They have to identify what they are, who they are, what they're going to do. So that forced a lot of communication for an offense, for our opponents. And that's a good situation for us to be in as a defense. So they've done a great job this year all year. They've done a great job, and they're going to continue to do a great job. They're going to be some good players from here on forward.
Hey, Vince, you always talk about playing the game 100%. That's regular season. Every game that we hear, you talk about that. And this morning we hear you talk about playing to the highest level for this game. Is it more of a mental mindset to get the body to just – execute without mistakes? Is that really what you're talking about?
No, when I say execute, it's from your body, from a physical standpoint to a mental standpoint, to take what you saw in film and in the meeting rooms to apply it in practice, to make it work, see if it works. If it works, we know we have a good shot in the game if we execute it well. Things happen in the games where sometimes we prepare for them, sometimes it's something different. And that's where sideline adjustments come in at. And we've done a great job over the years, as long as I've been here, of going into the sideline or going in at halftime, making adjustments and coming back, being a totally different ball club. And that credit goes to the coaching staff, understanding, you know, what they're trying to do to us, what we need to do, how we need to get there. And then once they give us that, now it's up to us to execute it. And most of the time, we practice everything. But we just throw out a lot of stuff because we have certain things we want to do. And if we need to get to it, we'll get to it. So it's mentally and physically when I talk about executing at the highest level. It's playing good situation football, understanding situations, just understanding everything, what's going on just besides the play that you're playing. You know, understand what the down to distance is, the red error, goal line, third down, shot. It's so many things that go along with that. And from our studies and our film study and our preparation, we have a good understanding of what we want to do in those situations. So when those situations occur, we have to be at our best. We have to be able to execute whatever we call, understand where we all at, what we want to do, who got what, where such and such going to be, just understanding the whole scheme to the thing, defensively and offensively, to get us successful. So when I speak execution, it's from a standpoint where you will only imagine. You will only imagine. But it's not just what we're doing. It's basically everything from the clock to the play clock to sometimes thinking about if it's a four down situation, understanding third down, what they want to do. And if they do go for the fourth down, what we want to do, what we want to be in, anticipating what they're going to be in. So it's just everybody at a high level, just alert level goes up. Thank you. All right. Thank you.